Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk with Danny Thompson of the AFL-CIO about the margins tax. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Guy Rocha, Chip Evans, and Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we got so much to talk to him about. We held him over for another week. He's been locked up at the TV station all weekend. Danny Thompson is here, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO.
Danny, I watched you last legislative session rail in different committee hearings that we have to do something for education, that this, it's about time. If you don't do it, we'll take it to the people. We've got the Teachers Now initiative out there. You were one of the beginning advocates for this petition, and now you don't support it, and your labor organizations don't support it. Can you tell us what happened along the way?
Well, first, I would tell you, I did do that at the legislature, and I think I was the first one to do that. And so, and I did have a hand in writing the initiative. My attorneys wrote the original one. And just to correct what you said, we have not yet decided to oppose it. That will happen on May the 1st and 2nd at the Grand Sierra. We'll have our COPE convention here in Reno, and there will be a vote by all of the affiliates of the Nevada State AFL. There's about 120 different affiliates. They will vote on whether or not to endorse candidates or endorse things. That issue will be voted on, and in order to receive our endorsement, it's got to get a two-thirds vote.
And what are you going to advise your members?
I'm not advising them at this time. Right now,
privately?
No, we are having discussions, but let me just say this. That initiative that the teachers has is not the same initiative that we had worked on. The initiative that I had presented to my affiliates was a net profit tax after $1 million net. So if you are a business, you made $1 million after, and I'm talking $1 million after you paid the bills, you paid the employees, you cost the goods, everything. You made $1 million from $1,001,000, and you would start paying at the $1, at the $1,001,000, not back to the first dollar. You would pay taxes after the $1 million net. And the rate was 0.08%. And so it was a true net profits tax. This initiative says that you would pay 2% with a deduction. There's three deductions that you can select. The cost of goods sold, employees' salaries up to $300,000, or 30%. And so the net effect, it's a gross tax. Is the net effect of it at 2%. And so at 2%, it's 2.5 times higher than what we had proposed. And we had proposed that the money be divided between higher ed in the state and K-12. And so that's what's being debated now amongst the people that I represent. And we've started to talk about it. In fact, we've had several meetings. We're going to have another meeting this month. And there are groups that are opposed to it, I will tell you.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's the unemployment rate? Because we've talked about this on this program before in the last couple of years, among some of your trades.
That's the problem. In the building trades right now, unemployment is 40%. It's better than it was. Yeah, steady, 40% steady. And, you know, it went from 80 in some places to 50 for iron workers, 50 to 80%. It's now at 40%. And so at a meeting the other day, one of the guys stood up and said, listen, we're not in a recession. We're in a depression because things are starting to happen, but it's very slow. And so their contractors that do this, you know, that will pay this tax, some of them got a foot on a banana peel and the other in a grave. And so there's one of the problems, because just because you're a contractor and you got a $10 million bid and you were awarded the bid doesn't mean you made any money. And the design of the first tax was you only paid taxes if you made $1 million. I'm talking $1 million net. And so this one, if you make $1 million and you go over $1 million, $1 million and one, it goes back to the first dollar.
Right. And it's so brutal. You're making money or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And so that's what's being debated. And so the building trades, there's 18 different unions in the trades, I can tell you, for the most part, are opposed to it and are very vocal about their opposition. The other group that's opposed is in the grocery business. You know, grocery business is a 1% margin.
Incredibly thin.
If you get a 1%.
Costco even thinner.
Yeah, and so, you know, they do the volume at Costco, but these, you know, supermarkets don't necessarily, so it's difficult for them because of the competition with Walmart and Costco and other places. 1% margin or less than 1% margin is a tough business to add a 2% tax to.
So, Danny, what's going to happen, because the initiative is what it is?
Right.
Can't be changed.
No.
Now. People are going to vote for it. If at your convention your group votes to oppose it, will you put in money to the effort that's going on right now to run ads and actively oppose with your money and your foot power with your organization?
If the vote, because a vote at that convention becomes a policy, and it's that's what would happen. We would actively oppose it, and we would put boots on the ground against it. Now, in order for that to happen, there would have to be a vote. Now, it would take a vote to support it, and it would take a vote to oppose it. I think a lot of the people who have opposition to it understand the need to fund education, and they're very concerned about that. I would tell you, everybody is, and I still am. I mean, it's laughable when I listen to people talk about attracting the high-tech jobs of the future when you have the lowest graduation rate in the nation. I mean, that's not going to happen. You're kidding yourself. And so, in order for that to happen.
But credit where credit's due, we have seen some improvement in just in this last week.
Oh, no, there's definitely been improvement.
Dale Archiargo will be on the program next week.
No, there's no question about that, that they've improved. And they've improved in Clark County because they changed the way they track students. I mean, they used to count students who left the district, and now they're doing a better job of tracking. And so, yeah, and I think that's a great news. But for us, what we do, now if there's a motion made to support it and then the motion fails because of the two-thirds requirement, then nothing happens. At that point, then, the 120 affiliates are free to do what they want.
This is going to be a very interesting time, to say the least. But you know that there are businesses already that are looking at Nevada and going, we need to see this decided before we decide if we're going to come here, which directly affects your organization.
Well, I've spoken with businesses who are, you know, very concerned about a 2% tax that, you know, that have marginal profits right now.
All right, let's take a break. We're with Danny Thompson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Thompson, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO.
Danny, how much pressure have you been getting from the teachers union and leadership to change your position or urging the group to support the initiative?
I wouldn't describe it as pressure. I haven't really gotten any pressure because we haven't taken a position yet. There has not been a
that's unusual. Normally it's when you don't take a position you get the pressure.
Well, I've had people call me. I mean, not necessarily from the teachers, but from other groups expressing concern. I wouldn't call it pressure, though.
The other concern I have is that, you know, and you're a former legislator yourself, mm-hmm. that if you give, according to the teachers union, they say $800 million a year, so that's $1.6 billion per biennium to go towards education, that money's going to go towards education, and the legislature will find a way to take the money that's currently put in the DSL to take that out and use it for other things. That's just way too much money for them not to do something with it.
Well, you know, that's always been the problem at the legislature with the money, what they've done with it in the past. Sometimes they've given it back to people. Kenny Gwynn gave back the registration money, that $300 million.
Great month for the casinos.
Yeah. That's always a concern with the legislature, because you really can't control and what they do necessarily. That was one of the problems in crafting this thing that would pass legal muster.
I want to change topics here in the last couple of minutes we have. The culinary settled with Caesars on a new contract, but word comes to me that there are still very contentious negotiations with some of the properties that have not signed off on the deal at this point, and we've seen that obviously the demonstrations against the Cosmopolitan, but even others that are friendly towards the culinary are having great concerns. What can you shed in terms of light on this?
Well, we're very pleased that the MGM Corporation and Caesars have solved their contracts, and we're going one by one. I mean, they're doing what they always do. They'll have the downtown group that is still not settled. Cosmopolitan is kind of a different story, though, because it's owned by a bank. Deutsche Bank owns that property, and that's one that is going to linger for a while. Unless they change
Do you think it's chutzpah to demand a contract that will live beyond if the bank sells the property, which of course it eventually will, that the new owners would have to live with the contract that was...
No, that's not uncommon. We have that in a lot of different contracts, not just at the culinary. Many different contracts are written with that in there that said, the contract goes with the property or with the business. That's not an uncommon practice.
Do you think this is going to have a happy ending here?
I think eventually it will, because I would tell you, we're not going away, and that building is there, and we're going to be there kind of like the frontier. It took a little while, but we will be there when that contract's signed.
For anybody who wants to Google culinary strike at New Frontier, that's a brutal story.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here for two shows and a lot of contentious issues. And thanks for answering all of our questions. Honestly, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
As always.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
Celebrate the Year of the Horse with fabulous buffets at the El Dorado this Chinese New Year. Indulge in an all-you-can-eat Far East feast, January 31st through February 6th at the buffet in the El Dorado. Call 786-5700.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Chip Evans is here. He's General Manager of America Matters Media. Heidi Smith, former Republican National Committee woman. And Guy Rocha, the former Nevada State Archivist and historian. So I wanted to bring up this topic that Tom Friedman put in his column in the New York Times this past weekend, where he was talking about Israel, and he was talking about how many illegal immigrants they get in Israel, one of the most secure countries you would have to think and know on the planet. They have 54,000 illegal immigrants, mainly from South Sudan, Eritrea, and Uganda. So when you hear people talking about, as far as immigration reform in this country, that we have to secure the borders before we can do anything else, if Israel can't do it in a small, tiny country, how do we do that?
We can't. Let's be honest. You know, there are reasons for people to want to come places, and it's hard to stop them. You know, the conditions that are driving them away from places are worse than anything they think they're going to face, and so they come, and they find ways.
And we're spending, potentially billions of dollars more on a problem we can't solve.
I have been an illegal alien in a foreign country. I've had the police looking for me. I know how to skip in and out.
Which foreign country, Heidi?
I went in on a visa and stayed a couple of years too long.
Okay, I stayed a visa.
They did come looking. Matter of fact, they went to my husband's office and arrested the young man who was sitting at his desk trying to leave him a note. We went off to Thailand and then came right back in because now we had a new chop on our passports. If there is a way to do it, I don't know.
Guy?
Well, as you mentioned, and you gave me the opportunity to read the article, these are, in this case, are political refugees, and we got our fair share from Central and South America as opposed to kind of the economic refugees. But fundamentally, they talked about security in this column. You can't build barriers big enough to stop people. Now, there may be other ways to deal with it on a policy level, but physical barriers, they'll find a way in, around, over barriers, and they'll find their way.
Okay, so what does this say for immigration reform in this country when you have the conservatives, especially in the House, saying we're interested in doing this not comprehensively as the Senate did, but piecemeal, but the first thing we got to do is secure the border? Doesn't that mean that it's never going to happen?
I don't know what it means, but that's impossible. I can't see securing the border by building physical barriers. I just, sure, you'll stop some, but you'll what's the percentage in that? There's got to be another way. If that's what they hang it on, then maybe you're right.
Rand Paul's wife started this discussion out about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky as being the negatives against Hillary Clinton. A week ago, he kept up the barrage, Rand Paul did, this weekend on Fox News Sunday. It seems like there is now a pathway to, do we go after Hillary Clinton because of what her husband did? What do you think about that as an attack strategy?
I think it's silliness of the first degree. I think the world's over it. The fact that, frankly, the camps fall into, Hillary sticking by her husband and making good of it. He's certainly not the first man who's ever strayed. There are people that give her credit for that. And I think it's old news and a stupid thing to be doing.
I think there are a lot of other things that you can go after Hillary for. Bill Clinton really isn't one of them. She decided to stay. She had her own agenda. This is dead information. Hey, Benghazi's pretty new.
Yeah, there's no holes barred in going after the spouse. Look, Bill Clinton was definitely involved in inappropriate behavior. There's no doubt. But to make this a campaign issue, even if the focus is on the Republican Party and how they treat women, I know what Now did, and I felt a lot of people covered his ass. But fundamentally, to come back to it now and not deal with public policy, Benghazi, whatever, I'm going, this is a tabloid approach to politics.
But isn't that what we deal with every day?
Yes, we do. And you know what? I don't care for it.
Yes, but it's not going to change because you don't care for it. I mean, I don't care for it either.
Yeah. I'd rather read about it in the National Enquirer. Get better scoops.
And by the way, page 9 of the National Enquirer, it is such a small thing on the scope of public interest that it's just a foolish place to start.
All right, let's move on. Bob Beers jumping into the race against Harry Reid. You know Bob very well.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And former state senator, now Las Vegas City Councilman. What do you think of him jumping in?
I was quite surprised because I still think that Sandoval will jump in at some point, and this is all designed for Sandoval. If Bob Beers, who has not been up here in the north, although that doesn't mean too much these days, I like him, but I don't think he'll be able to overcome Sandoval.
A great fiscal conservative, he would certainly get money coming in from that side of the party, but that would not be the mainstream at all.
No, but I saw him Friday at Fuji Park in Carson City. Carson City Republican Lincoln fundraiser. He's up here. He is already starting the campaign. I think it'll be a formidable challenge. Of course, Governor Sandoval has the money. He's better positioned. But Bob Beers is a serious candidate.
But Billy Vassiliadis on this program last year said he didn't think that Sandoval was going to take a run.
And if he doesn't, then Bob Beers is positioning himself.
Your thoughts, Chip?
I think Bob represents one of the splinters that the Republican Party is going to have to deal with. I think they're going to be all over the place, and he'll stake out some ground, but it won't be enough to carry the day.
Last word.
Even the Democrats like Brian Sandoval. There's no hope for Bob.
And that was an interesting quote in this program from Tick Segelblum, who said, if it weren't for taxes, Brian Sandoval would be a Democrat. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If the recent changes in health care have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. Did you know nearly all Americans are required to have health insurance in 2014? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new health care law, so we can help you make an informed decision. If you've been living without health insurance or are looking for other options, there's good news. Many people will now qualify for financial help to get the coverage they need. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you get the financial help you qualify for and find the plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you and your family healthy, like checkups, immunizations for kids and adults, mammograms, blood pressure, cholesterol, and other recommended screenings, all at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Have questions? Give us a call. We'll provide answers and walk you through the process, or go online for more information. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. We want you to get the care you need. With our plans, you'll have your choice of doctors and hospitals from our network. And Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield's online tools can help you find a plan that's right for you and give you convenient, easy access to doctors in your area. Call today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Generations have relied on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage, and now you can too. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-800-892-4638 to find out how much financial help you may qualify for. That's 1-800-892-4638 or visit GetAnthemHelp.com.
On our next broadcast, Pete Earnott will join us. We'll see you on the next Nevada Newsmakers.